Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. Thursday night football. All right, boys, I have a question. Are we sure Mike McDaniel's a good coach?
No, I've been out on that for a while now. These offensive guru guys, there's only a couple of them for real. A lot of these guys are fake offensive gurus. No.
I think a lot of these guys, to your point, are it feels like they have a gimmick.
Yep.
And then, like, in the NFL, it's like everyone kind of figures out the gimmick.
Then what do you
and
do?
And then, correct. And so, like, the guys, like, you know, I think Shanahan,
McVay, yep.
Andy Reid.
Yep.
LaFleur.
Like, all these guys, yeah, like, yep, you know LaFleur, what I mean? Like, yep. they're not just gimmick guys. Like, but I also am willing to – I think probably sometimes we, in both directions, we give coaches too much credit, and then we also kind of maybe give them too much blame. It's like, what if in the end the biggest problem is Tua is just not that good?
I mean, because it's puzzling because you go back to, what was it, 2-3 years ago, Miami looked incredible offensively. They were super explosive. Tyreek. Waddle, the run game, and Tua was hitting all these big plays, and now he can't throw for 150 yards.
Y'all see the throw chart?
Yeah.
Guys, it is really hard to throw 34 passes for 140 yards or whatever it was.
Yeah, 144 yards, I think it was. Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, that goes to your point, like. This can't be all coaching. Like, this is the same guy's offense with the same player, with the same fast wide receivers, and a running back who is really good. And you can't generate explosive plays. It can't be that
Michael,
difficult.
There might be two really good running backs. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't y'all think Ollie Gordon looked pretty good last night?
He did.
I liked him coming out. Yep. Like, he was one of those guys where I'm like, hey, he was a more than solid running back in college.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very impressive. Yeah. Yeah, he had a down senior year. He probably got underdrafted. He's looking all the part, right?
Yeah.
Guys, he was so good that Mike Gundy had to basically say, like, do you realize how many times I've driven home drunk? Like, it's just, hey, come on.
For Gundy, I don't want to take a guess at that number.
Yeah, like, man, that was another unreal backtrack. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess the other thing, though, is watching that game, like, there didn't y'all – was I alone in just thinking that game was going to end on a Tua pick?
No.
Mm-mm.
Didn't it just feel like that was the way it was going to go?
I mean, he just didn't – Tua is he's not the guy, man. He's not the guy. And as well as things were going for Miami, early in that game. You never got the sense that Tua, the quarterback, was in control. I didn't, at least.
Well, to your point, when it was 14-14 at half,
yep.
Did any of y'all feel like the game was tied?
Didn't blink. Nope.
No. I knew it was going to stretch out to double digits again.
That's one of those times you say, I wonder is Vegas going to give Miami too much credit here, and I'll jump in on this because, yeah.
So I was waiting because I did not want to bet Miami, I didn't want to bet Miami plus 12.5, but I definitely didn't want to bet Buffalo plus 12.5. In the NFL, it's like that is such a massive number.
That's a huge number in the NFL.
So yeah. I got exactly what I wanted. I wanted Miami to get the ball and score first, and then I took Buffalo live minus 6.5. And it's like, okay, if you would have asked me, can Buffalo cover a touchdown? Yeah, I'm good with that. But like, there is also the other aspect of it. It's like, if we don't get the roughing the punter, how does that game go?
I mean, Miami played solid overall. They have showed, if you go from game one, game two to game three for them, they technically, I think it's fair to say they've improved. But that's not good enough with that roster. I mean, what they have on offense,
well, it's also the investments like the standard defense, was, if now the standard for Mike McDaniels, did his team play hard? It's like, oh boy.
That's when you know you're getting down to the end.
That's the wrong sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess we should also include – I think we got to include your boy LaFleur. I think LaFleur is more than a gimmick.
You got to throw him in there. I mean, you said it yourself. You're not really sold on Jordan Love yet, but – that offense.
I'm sold on LaFleur.
That offense, yeah. He can make Jordan Love look really good at times.
Okay, the other question that I have, is Buffalo the best team in the AFC?
I'm not. I can't do that to the Ravens just yet. It was first game of the season, and look, as much as Buffalo came back and did, you know, what it did in that game, I'm still looking at how did Baltimore jump out and dominate that game they did so early? And quite frankly, a lot of fluke stuff happened too. I don't think Derrick Henry is fumbling in that situation ever again in his career. there was some good luck in there, but I mean, you can make that case as talented as the Bills are on the offensive end. You got Josh Allen. You have what I figure to be a strong defense. But Baltimore's right there to me. I'm not gonna put them. I think it's gonna be eventual clash, and you know you can never count the Chiefs out just because you never can. But as of right now, I think it's pulling hairs between the Ravens and the Bills, and the Bills won. Bills won the game, so
you can I guess so. To your point though, I kind of look at that though as the Bills stole one.
They did, yeah.
Like, typically the Bills Ravens game in the regular season usually goes to the Ravens, mm-hmm. and then the Ravens game in the playoffs goes to the Bills.
Yeah, get them back.
Mm-hmm. But, and the other thing I'm looking at, boys, the AFC East may be real bad.
Oh, it's no maybe. There's no maybe about it. There's no maybe about it.
So I mean, we're talking
that's nasty football.
We call the AFC least for a reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, that right there is like. Last year, okay, they went 5-1, but the one loss was when the Bills couldn't change their playoff position, and then remember Josh went in, it was the last game of the year against the Pats. It was Mitch Trubisky versus Joe Milton. So that was their only AFC East team. It's like it feels like you can pencil in 6 wins there, and it feels like the fact that they flipped one on the Ravens, like, man, I'm with you. I am not in this, I can't wait to bury the Chiefs, because I also think like when they get Rashee Rice back and they get Worthy back, I think they're going to be okay. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I always just wonder if like it's somebody's time. And I just, the way Josh Allen's playing right now, man, it feels like he's playing at a different level right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but I mean, you could say the same for Lamar. I feel like Lamar is, he's unreal right now.
Okay, but like, I guess this is what it always comes down to for me is
the playoffs.
Well, and always Lamar is going to be asked at some point to make a big time throw. And my thing is, like, I feel like Lamar is always throwing to either open receivers,
yep,
or it's like, you know, it's schemed up.
Yep.
Like last night, did y'all see the throw Josh made to the tight end
between the two guys?
The linebacker did the top gun, like, where do you go? Like, I was like, you don't really see Lamar make that one.
You don't, but what
the Ravens... Lamar can't run, or I'm sorry, Josh can't run like Lamar. I acknowledge that.
And the Ravens have done a better job, I think, of getting him a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. Guess what? That's a guy who, 3rd and 5, no one's open, throw it in the air. It's a 75-25 ball. And he's made a couple of those plays, you know, already this season. 2 touchdowns on 4 catches. And he's saying he's not washed. So, I mean, it's splitting hairs between those two. But, I mean, you're right about one thing. When it comes down to the AFC East, the Bills are going to look – they're going to look like the mighty, mighty Titans a bunch of times this season.
I guess it's also fair to say this. Lamar's path in the North has gotten easier.
Yeah, it has. It has. It definitely has.
The Browns, I mean, at some point, it looks like they're going to turn Gabriel, and I think at some point Shador is going to go. So they're going to punt. I mean, the Bengals with the 3-headed monster of Jake Browning, Mike White, and then Rippon, and who else? They signed one other. Sean Clifford, right?
Sean Clifford and Brent Rippon.
Yeah. They're just trying to get to December. they need, what, 7 wins? And to get to December with 7 wins and maybe Burrow pulls a miracle. That's what they're hoping. But no.
Browning, I think, is 4-3 as a starter, so it's not like
it's possible.
I guess if Browning played 500 football, here's the question. Does Browning get credit for last week's win? Because Joe came out in what, the second quarter?
Mm-hmm.
In the stat book, no.
Yeah.
So my point is, like, but what I'm saying is, in our heads, all right, if we say he's got 16 games and he needs to win 8 of them, does that count as 1 of the 8?
Yeah. Like, in our heads.
In our heads, yeah. I'd give that to him. I thought he played fine. I mean, and that's the thing why they have kept him around. One, he knows the system at this point. He's been there, what, 2-3 years now. He's gotten plenty of starts. Sorry, Joe. And he clearly has some sort of relationship and rapport with the receivers. He's not a bad backup quarterback by any means. He's fine.
He won the game.
Yes, like he very clearly can win them football games, but with that defense.
Like, it's like, to your point, he's a good backup quarterback, which is a nice way of saying he's a good player that we don't want to play.
Absolutely. Especially when you're comparing him to Joe Burrow, of all people.
If you can get to 6 or 7 wins by the last 3 weeks of the season, you got the Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. Dolphins on the road, Cardinals, Browns at home with Joe Burrow.
Are we sure this surgery, though? But my thing is, though, I've seen conflicting reports where – so it's the same surgery that Jaren had, right?
I think so,
but I want to say was Burrow's worse? Like a higher grade, I think it was? Because Burrow, they said, was –
Jaren had a high grade, too.
Which, I mean, to that point, like a high grade on turf, though, is just torn ligaments.
I think they had the same.
Yeah, and this is a quarterback we're talking about.
Also, did anyone come better name than turf toe? Because, like, turf toe just sounds like you got a boo-boo.
Yeah, it sounds like a little,
Kiss it and it'll feel better. Like, really, you can't play through that? Really?
I think we just need to figure out what that ligament is called. Because the ACL, you know, we all know what that is. So, and a bunch of these, you know what it is. Just based on what we call it, let's.
Or we need to come up with like a. There needs to be like a Greek myth, like in the end, like
the Achilles. Yeah.
Achilles sounds way worse than your heel hurts.
Yeah, I mean you capitalize the A.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of Memphis Grizzlies. All right, DeMichael, what all's been going on this week?
A lot of community events. So we're at that point of the year where players are starting to come back in town and, you know, like they're here, you know, they're working out a little bit. We've seen a lot of Grizzlies players have been working out in the gym, working out with each other, getting to know each other a little bit better. It's just a little camaraderie time right before you get in camp. On Thursday, we had Brandon Clark donate $1,500 to Arise to Read. It's a nonprofit. Yeah, shout out Brandon Clark. He's also starting his own Brandon Clark Foundation. But yeah, he donated $1,500 to Arise to Read.
It's his birthday today, too.
Yeah,
by
and
the
it's
way.
His birthday, 29th birthday for Brandon Clark.
Say yeah. Happy birthday to BC.
Yeah, happy birthday, BC. And then today, the Grizzlies helped build three homes in North Memphis, and you had Javon Small and PJ Hall. So the newcomers were down there with hammers in their hands and, you know, putting some nails in the new homes down there for first-time home buyers. So shout out to those guys. Then tomorrow's the Memphis Redbirds will have their, you know, the Grizzlies Day. And Cedric Cowart will be there, as well as Javon Small. So the guys are in the community right now. Jaren Jackson Jr. last week hosted his camp, you know, as well. And great turnout for him. Jalen Wells showed up at the camp, a lot of that. So you're at that point of the year now. The Grizzlies are out in the community doing their community work. But it's also an important time. It's what I'm writing about right now, where the newcomers are coming in and kind of, you know, getting their feet wet, so to speak, around the city. And I was talking to Javon Small. He's been here about a month now. And PJ Hall, you know, it was signed in July to two-way contract. And he says, you know, this is kind of like home. You know, he called Memphis a little country. He says a little country here, so he can get used to that. He's a South Carolina kid, you know, went to Clemson. So you have, you know, these guys getting familiar with Memphis, getting familiar with the city, kind of planting their feet. But I'm looking forward to talking to Cedric Cowart tomorrow, too, because, you know, I keep calling him this mystique right now. Like, everyone has these expectations. Everyone thinks they know what he can be, what he will be. But you can't find a video out there with him with a Grizzly shirt on shooting a basketball. You can't really find it. You can hear about it. You can hear about it. I've heard about it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because someone was asking me this, and I was like, man, I don't know, but I want to know your opinion. Does it feel like there's unfair expectations on him?
For sure. I mean, because we haven't seen it. It's the mystique of it all. It's like it's like this. It's like Bigfoot. Like we don't know what to expect until we see something. And the college tape doesn't help. Like, you got 8 games where he didn't play a lot of big-time NBA talent or whatever. So you look at the numbers and you're like, man, this guy shot over 60% on two-pointers. I think it was over 70%, excuse me. Over 70% on two-point field goals as a wing. You're like, that's impossible. It doesn't even sound right. Brandon Clark's not even doing that. Like, so, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's some high expectations. But you know what? You traded up for him. The Grizzlies have tried to manage the expectations a little bit, but at the same time, Cedric Cowart is awful. He's also a confident guy. He believes in himself. He believes he can come in day one and be a really solid shooter. He believes that he can come in and be an impactful defender, and that's what people want to see. And it's the position, too. Like, you got to realize, when you factor in the history of the Memphis Grizzlies, especially since they've been playing winning basketball, they've had a point guard, Ja Morant to Mike Conley, Mike Conley to Ja Morant. They've had a two-guard, Tony Allen to Desmond Bane, and then Jaren Jackson Jr., Z-Bo, Marc Gasol, then you had Steven Adams, Jonas Valanciunas. The one position where it's been like, we can't find our guy. You almost had it with Rudy Gay, and they traded Rudy Gay away. But ever since then, they haven't had that guy who has solidified you at the three and been the guy where you can say, we can go win a championship with him. You felt like you can win some games with Dylan Brooks. Felt like you can win some games with, you know, Tayshaun Prince and some of the other guys. But the guy that you could win a championship with hasn't been at the three. And that's why, another reason why people are putting these expectations on him, because they want him to be that guy. They want him to be that player who finally is that puzzle piece that you could slide in at the three, say, there's our championship wing.
Okay, so obviously they haven't had training camp yet.
Yeah.
But if you were having to predict what is his role the first month of the season, what would it be?
I'd say solid 17, 18 minutes coming off the bench. And I think the way he plays will kind of, at that point, dictate how his role continues to evolve going forward. I think he's in a smaller, you know, reduced role. He'll get some minutes. He'll get an opportunity. But the truth of the matter is, the Grizzlies have so many wings. And the question at the beginning of the season, beyond any other position, is how are all these guys going to be able to play? You know, you got Ja Morant and Jalen Wells are going to play, right? Starting lines. starting lineup. We think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is going to be in there. We know that Scottie Pippen Jr. and Ty Jerome are going to get some minutes. Then you got that three, the backup three spot, where you can make a case for Gigi Jackson. You can make a case for a healthy Vince Williams. You can make a case for Cedric Coward. Some people will make a case for John Conchar. It's being a solid guess. Some people, somebody
not
out
this
there.
Show.
Somebody
with all due respect to Jitty. No. Like, to me, Jitty is the, okay, I know, like, I was fine doing what they did in the playoffs. When they felt like they couldn't trust Vince and whatnot, like,
yeah,
I know Jitty's going to be where he
you
wants.
You know what you're
like,
getting.
Right, but I, like, that's not, like, I don't want him in the starting, like, to me, it's like, if you have to go there, you go there. But, like, that's not what I'm viewing as the ideal scenario.
Yeah. Agreed. So it's going to be a Gigi Jackson, Cedric Coward, and Vince Williams. It's a big year for him. You know, they got an option.
Isn't there an argument, though? Okay, so for instance, like, let's use Gigi.
Yep.
Isn't there an argument for the first month of the year, his best chance of playing heavy minutes is to play four?
Jaren, I don't think Jaren's going to miss time. If Jaren was going to miss time, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, to me, it's like, if you look at it, all right, what is – how many games can, like – I mean, what do you – if we always talk about the over-under for Ja, what's the over-under for BC?
Because
I don't love – when your answer is he didn't get surgery, he went to Europe and got a shot, that doesn't make me feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. And BC, over the course of his career, has been a – pretty healthy guy for the most part until the Achilles injury and the PCL. Like, the totality of his career, he's been a guy who's kept himself fit and in shape and things like that. He didn't need surgery. He said he feels good right now, all that good stuff, saying all the right things. I mean, I'm not worried until I need to be worried when it comes to BC from an injury standpoint. I think for a guy coming off an Achilles injury, he looked solid. You know, he looked solid, and I think more of his struggles last season, so to speak, were because of the offense. I pointed out to me the three guys who struggled to adjust to the new system, mostly because it didn't fit their playing styles the most, were Ja Morant and Zach Edey. Those were the two obvious ones. But BC was third because he's such a pick and roll. He's so good in pick and roll, and they didn't do as much of that. It kind of took away something that he was really good at. So, I'm looking at BC's situation with the knee and everything as – I think he'll be fine until I need to be convinced otherwise.
Okay, so the reason why I say Gigi at the four, it's like, okay,
how
are we really thinking, like, on opening night, is Jock Landale going to be the starting five?
I don't think so, but I think it's BC and Jaren, and then you got Santi and probably Jock Landale as your backups. I know one thing, they don't want to play Santi at the five right now.
With you on that. It just also feels to me, it's like, okay, if you think Jaren's going to be good to go opening night or close to, it feels like to a certain degree, hey man, we paid you for this. It's like, until we get Edey back, it's you and Jaren.
Yeah. I that's what I would like. But at the same time, that lineup would struggle to rebound. They're gonna struggle to rebound, and everyone's going to be mad about it. Everyone's going to pout about it. And you look at the early part of the schedule, they're going to play some teams that if you can't rebound, you get bullied.
No, I honestly, the biggest problem that I have I actually think in February, this team is probably better than they were last year. And I think by a noticeable margin, but to me, it's all clouded because Edie's going to miss basically the first 2 months of the year. He's not going to be in training camp. So whatever Tuomas is going to install, like, he's not going to really be a part of it. Like, I mean, whatever, you can go through walkthroughs and whatnot, but, like, you're not getting the reps and whatnot. Yeah. Like, that's, to me, it's like, I just have a tough time buying into the year right now because it's like, I don't think it matters until Edey gets back.
He's a big part of it. And I keep saying, like, I don't care how much time he missed from the standpoint of how it'll affect the type of season he could have because of the fact that he's going from a situation last year where he wasn't a big emphasis into the last 10 games of the season. Whenever he steps on the floor this season, it's automatically going to be, we need you because you are going to be the player who catapults us to a top five rebounding team potentially. You're going to be the player who sets all these great screens for Ja Morant, who sets these great off-ball screens for these two shooters that we have potentially that could be in the starting lineup that aren't really self-creators with, you know, Jalen Wells, with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So having a Zach Edey to clear space for them will pay large dividends. So, I mean, I'm with you. I think I have a big pause button on the ceiling of this team until we see Zach Edey. So, you know, hopefully it's not too long that he's out.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about our favorite games of the weekend. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Ferret and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, boys. Let's see. I don't think it's the world's greatest NFL slate. I think you could consider what you could probably Eagles Rams feels good. Feels like a good game.
Should be.
Yeah. You said, Jeffrey, didn't you say that's the team that gave the Eagles the toughest test, right?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this weekend because where I think you're right. I think the Packers defense gave the Eagles offense its best test in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I thought Rams offense gave the Eagles defense its best test.
For sure.
So we've got that one. We have five backup quarterbacks playing this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah. The Cardinals or the 49ers will be 3-0. Yeah.
So we've got Browning. We got Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Ugh. We've got
Mariota's going.
Mariota, yep.
I think they said, like,
Tyrod
they
Taylor.
Were doing the whole guessing game with Purdy. Tyrod's playing, and then now Mariota's playing, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We're at four.
Mariota. So we had Browning, Wentz, Mariota, Tyrod, and I thought there was a fifth.
We're not sure on the Niners yet, are we? I think they said they wanted Purdy to give
it a run out. Matt. Okay, so Mac would be the fifth. Okay, so when y'all look at the weekend, how are you power? Like, what are the biggest games you can go college, pro? What are the ones that have the most attention for you?
Well, in the NFL side, the Chargers are suddenly getting the hype, right? I mean, they lose Rashawn Slater before the season, and people kind of counted them out, you know, at that point. But that other tackle they got, Big Joe Alt, he's a bad one. He's a bad one. And, you know, Justin Herbert, I think everyone has him top five right now. He's got to stack some playoff performances together. But this is going to be a good test for them against that Broncos defense. The Chargers are kind of becoming that. They're starting to get the hype train. I want to watch Cowboys-Bears, too, for no other reason than to laugh at one of these teams at the end of this game. I mean, we're just being honest.
So, it's an Eberflus revenge game.
Yep, that's right.
Yeesh.
Can either of those defenses stop anyone? Because I watched the Giants get into the 40s, and let me tell you what. That is, I believe, at the end of the year, going to be the worst offense in the NFL.
Mm. Well, I mean,
and the Bears, like, do the Bears have anybody healthy on defense right now?
Not the good players, man.
No, they also have guys on offense who aren't healthy. Yeah. So DeAndre Swift, I want to say, popped up as questionable today for them, which not great for that offense.
Yeah.
I know it's football, but am I alone in thinking, doesn't it feel like we have way more early injuries than I feel like other years?
Preseason. Some people have advocated that you should play guys more, I believe, more in the preseason.
I'm on this. Like, the body, listen, it's a collision sport. Like, you have to get hit a little bit. Like, I'm on this one. But, like, obviously, I guess it gets colored by whenever you have quarterback injuries, it feels like those stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I don't know. I just feel like when you look at the injury report this early in the season, it just feels like we have way more than we used to.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that that's kind of been a point, you know, with some teams talking about the fact that why they play.
Well, because even your Packers, right? Reed, is he done for the year?
Reed is 6 to 8 weeks. Yep.
Didn't they have another receiver get hurt too?
Yeah, well, Christian Watson is still on the PUP.
IR.
Yep. So he's probably going to get back around week 6, week 7, week 8, somewhere around there. And then Tucker Kraft, tight end, popped up on there. He's questionable now after the big game he had.
And I've said it on Twitter. I do apologize in advance for the Giants being on Sunday Night Football, because Giants Chiefs is not going to be, even if it's a close game, it's not going to be a good watch. So nobody can be mean to me because I said it first. I didn't ask for them to be on Sunday Night Football.
I mean, I like watching that defensive line. If I just put my eyes on the Giants defensive line, don't watch anything in the secondary. Don't look at the linebackers.
No. Secondary, don't watch the secondary. But also, the D-line, it's a lot of guys going into business for themselves. There's not a lot of gap integrity with the Giants defensive line.
I can see that. I can see that.
All right. So, DeMichael, what are your top five games this weekend?
We're combining college football.
Yeah, you got the whole board. And you want to include WrestlePalooza if there's another fight that I don't know about. Like, what are the five sporting events that you want to watch this weekend?
Ooh. I mean, if we're doing that, I want to start tonight with the WNBA. This one's top five for me. Mercury, Liberty. Liberty, you can make
They're
an argument.
They're beat up. They're hurt.
They are beat up. Breanna Stewart's, you know, she's going to play.
It feels like the whole league is beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going around. And but the Mercury, I think this is the other side of Matt Ishbia. We talk a lot about what he did with the Suns.
Mm.
He pretty much did the same thing with the Mercury roster, going out and getting Satu Sabally. You know, they already had got Khalil Copper and Alyssa Thomas, one of the best players in the league, and they revamped it, but it's working a little bit better than it did with the Suns. But this is the game to determine that. It's a game three. They went on the road and destroyed the Liberty. I think biggest playoff win. They won by 26 points. I think the winner of that game could really, really be one who challenges the Lynx for the WNBA title. So,
Michael, you're totally forgetting the reason why it's working for the Mercury. Didn't you hear Ishbia during the offseason? The mistake that he made was he hired people and he trusted them. Now he's back hands on.
He's back.
Problem solved.
He's the answer.
Yeah.
He's the answer.
Yeah, he's the coach that gave up play calling and now he's bringing it back.
I think moving to football, a couple college football games stand out to me. And it's a couple games. Like this week, I don't think we have the confirming the tidings type game. We have a couple games where it's like teams who can rise into that next tier. Texas Tech Utah is interesting.
Yeah, that game's spicy.
Like that one?
I love that one.
Yeah.
10 a.m. local time. I'm on Tech. Has that line moved? Is it still three?
It's 3.5. 3.5.
Okay, well, that makes it feel a little better. It's Whittingham in a ranked game. But this is the classic. I don't know what either of these teams are. Because we thought when Utah filleted UCLA, you're like, ooh, good. And then you're like, well, we saw New Mexico fillet UCLA. So it's like,
that's kind of been
what
thing.
Do we make from that? No, I'm with you on that one. I that is in my top five.
And then, of course, Auburn, Oklahoma is I'm tuned in. I'm tuned all the way in. Y'all were talking about Mateer the other day running for his life. We were talking about that, how he takes some beatings. Auburn's defense, 11 sacks so far this season.
Well, the other thing for me is if I'm let's be real. Mateer is a very aggressive quarterback, I guess is how I would define it. DJ Durkin's not exactly like he kind of feasts on those because
he's
a lot
not gonna
of shell
sit back.
In the back end, and it's a lot of, like, you know, keep it in front, whatnot. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's my number one game this weekend.
Yeah, it's hard to win in Oklahoma too. It's even when they were bad last season. I mean, ask Alabama. It's hard to go there and win. And you think they aren't going to let Jackson Arnold hear it?
Oh, I mean, just from the Jackson Arnold of it all makes it fascinating. I know I'm not sure either of these teams are good, and I do understand this is a little bit of a helmet game.
Yeah.
But, like, it's tough for me as a kid that grew up largely in the 90s. I have to be excited about Michigan-Nebraska being at least interesting.
Yeah. That's where I thought that one was going.
I mean, it could be fun. It could be. Like, it's – I think if we're talking Big Ten, it's Illinois, Indiana for me. I see the hype train with Illinois, but I'm not there yet. I'm not
there yet with Indiana. Are we sure Mendoza's good?
No.
Nah.
We're not sure.
Guys, have y'all seen what Cal's doing right now?
Our boy.
Yeah. How about this? Here's a trivia question. Who was Florida State's only FBS win against last year?
Was it Cal?
Cal with Mendoza.
And then they swap him out for this freshman who is just tearing people up right now.
Oh, he looks good.
He looks real good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try and go for
awesome.
The name.
Yeah. I've just seen he's been getting hyped. He's been getting hyped up. But I guess –
It's a must watch though. Like Cal offensively can't be must watch because they have so little talent. But it's like watching the best player play with like junior college guys. It's riveting.
Yeah. I guess on the NFL slate. I mean, are we counting Monday night or are we going? Are we talking just Sunday?
I'm putting because I do think. Are we in agreement? Ravens Lions is the best game.
Oh, without a doubt.
Although Lamar does is just smoke the NFC. He beats the NFC by like three touchdowns.
That's why
he's
just got to get to the Super Bowl. He's just got to get there. He gets there, he's good.
No, it's kind of like when, you know, when Peyton got his Super Bowl, everybody knew the AFC Championship game was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
When they beat the Pats, it's like, because whoever it was, I think it was Bears and Saints, maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
And neither were going to be competitive. It's like whoever won that game was going to be the champion. that's kind of what it feels like for the Ravens. It's like if the Ravens ever just get the Super Bowl,
that's their Super Bowl, AFC Championship.
Has to be. I mean, and that clearly to me, like by a long shot,
yeah,
is the NFL game of the weekend.
Oh,
I guess week.
The Lions kind of redeemed themselves, right? Like
a little bit.
They were on fraud alert for a little bit after week one.
And like obviously, like there was the. In a very similar sense to what we talked about last week with Tulane getting up for Duke and Mensa,
yeah, yeah,
there was a little bit of them getting up. They were like, yeah. Ben Johnson left
give
us.
Give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
Put 50 on him.
They, and it wasn't even like a dink and dunk. It was just a beatdown.
Bunch
down.
Of big
it
plays,
was
yeah.
Getting disrespectful at some point in that game.
Yeah, that's a game of the week, I think, on the NFL side. Like, if I had to choose, I'm intrigued to watch this Rams-Eagles matchup. Like, I think the Eagles offensive line is just bullies.
Yeah.
So anytime they play a defensive line that is elite, that's when I get up to watch Eagles games. If they're playing a defensive line that is poor, there's no point because they're gonna bully them. They're too good. This is a historically good offensive line. But Byron Young.
All right, in the same game,
mm-hmm.
Are we gonna see tush push shenanigans?
You know
if
what?
We know, wait,
you
if see, we know Nick Sirianni,
wasn't it Thursday was it Thursday? But there was a recent game. I can't remember which game it was. Someone lined up in the tush push, and the refs came over and
pushed him back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. They fixed the way that the line was lined up, and I'm like, that had to come in. That came from the NFL office. Said, look, we're getting all these complaints about these dudes. Lining up half a yard in front of the football, I'm intrigued. I do think it'll look a little different.
I told George the tell for me was on Sunday in the Eagles Chiefs game when Dean Blandino got on and was like, "You can't officiate it." I was like,
"Yeah,
that felt planted."
That's the tell. And, like, when he goes on all these shows during the week, like, didn't he have, like, a spot on, like, Eisen or something?
Yeah.
He's sitting there just complaining about it for, like, another half hour. The NFL is saying, okay, we got to do something about
this. And people forget the vote was 22-10. Like, 22 teams voted against the tush push. This is not something that a lot of people like. It's just the fact that you needed 24. You have to have two-thirds of the league to be out on it. In order for it to pass, they were two. I bet they get those two votes next year if they go back to the table.
Oh, and I bet it gets a little, you know, the commish coming in saying, "Hey guys, nudge nudge, wink wink, we want to get rid of this."
I bet they get those two votes. But it's an interesting thing because you got a team like the Bills, I believe, are one of the teams who voted against it,
and they still use it.
They use it probably second most, maybe.
It's up there.
Yeah, they're up there, right? Yeah. Like, and they benefit from it because you got this 250-pound quarterback who's pretty strong, and he just burrows over dudes.
Oh, and, like, if it's fourth and one, like, really, they just need to get him to the line. He can lean over and get that yard, really.
6'6", 6'5", 6'6", yeah. Like, so I think teams are just out on it. Like, the old school people saying, man, just quarterback sneak it. Just line up in a real formation and quarterback sneak it. And if you can't get a quarterback sneak, then so be it. But this line where you have these guys slanted, and I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but it's to the point now. You hear all the Eagles offensive linemen like Mulata's talking about it. Lane Johnson said what. They hate us because they ain't us or something like that. Like,
that's about right.
Yeah,
like, that sounds normal for them.
Like,
it's on brand.
Yeah. And I mean.
And that's the crazy thing is, like, of all teams, the two that use it the most probably being the Eagles and the Bills.
Yeah.
They can get away with just a QB sneak. They don't need a ton of extra push up there.
Have you seen Jalen Hurts? Leg work in the weight room. He doesn't need
tree trunks.
He doesn't need Saquon Barkley and whoever pushing it for. He could get that 1 yard regardless. And
I just don't. How do you outlaw it though? If you're gonna allow them to keep pushing runners, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest part of it. Mm-hmm. Is that I think it's gonna need a more sweeping change. Like, you can't just say, hey, you can't line up with this, because if you think about it, all they're right. really lining up in is just a regular formation, everyone stacked on the line, mm-hmm. two guys in the backfield.
Yeah.
That's just normal. Like, you can't just get rid of that.
Guys get pushed,
you know?
From, like, to your point, guys will catch a pass downfield and get the offensive lineman run up the field and push from behind. Like, so that happens, but I don't know. I think it's just you probably officiated in a stricter way from the standpoint of how the guys line up. That's probably the only thing, like the offsides, the encroachment stuff, the false yeah. starts or whatever. That's probably the only thing that you can realistically do, because it's a cheat code, but it's not a cheat code for everybody.
Like, I'm betting we see a flag on it this weekend.
Oh, I said the same thing.
Guaranteed. Is there a line for that? Is there a line for that? Over under on how many flags?
Yeah, it's probably minus 2,000.
Now, what would be funny if it's not on the Eagles? If it's some random game?
Oh yeah, no, yeah, like the Jaguars get yeah. the push, and here comes the flag. Yeah.
Now that's likely, but yeah, I think the officials have definitely been put on alert as it pertains to the Eagles and the tush push. I'm going to be tuned in. I can't wait for that first. It doesn't have to be 3rd-and-1. It doesn't have to be 4th-and-1. 2nd-and-1, I'm leaning up. Are they going to do it on this play? Like, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, George, I presume we got about a minute left. Is that right?
Just about. I mean, we're at, yeah, 54.
All right, so.
It's a little peek behind the curtain.
Today's Tell Your Story. Guys, there's nothing I love more than Al on Thursday Night Football. Mm. It's awesome because he literally doesn't. It's like he has so little respect for like not being on TV, not being on broadcast, that he just acts like he's just doing a show like with a microphone that's not plugged in. Did you hear last night with Josh Allen? He's like, where Josh is from, it's, I think it's like Folsom, California. He's like, it's the cantaloupe capital of whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Al Michaels. You know who I am.
It's the best.
So good.
Trying
so
to work
good.
In his golf metaphors, and then Hermstreet's like, "Well, you know, I don't golf." There's not a lot of chemistry. Did y'all see the sideline report when Kaylee Hartung just out of nowhere, like they just cut in and they're like, yeah, Tyreek is under investigation for domestic abuse.
Yeah.
It's like, back to the game.
Yep.
Yeah, that was them definitely needing a little extra content there.
That was awesome. All right, DeMichael, sorry I'm not in there with you in studio, but I appreciate you hanging with us and bear, you know, and as difficult as this can be with me not being there, I appreciate you, buddy.
Back at it next Friday.
All right, that is DeMichael Cole. Again, my thanks to George, to Blake Topmeyer, everyone for listening. Again, thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.